We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Red Bull. Hey! Chop, chop! Thank you, Showbro Glenn, for that 17-month sub. Chop, chop!
It didn't work, dude.
Cody's got a flat Red Bull over there, much like his chest.
No, they're supple.
They are pretty full. You
they're
and I got
supple.
Both. We got a good set on us.
Hey,
Mickey, 26 months, thank you.
He didn't mean me. I know. How although my left one still.
What, it hurts?
Ugh.
From what?
Freaking Thomas slapping.
Oh, the chops?
Ugh.
If you're on our Twitch channel, head over to the clips.
Yeah,
Cody pulled a couple of clips.
Wanted to see those yesterday.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
It was funny. They're fun. Man. We need ideas, by the way. This Saturday, 4 o'clock, we are doing a watch party. Not on this channel, but on Q Sports Talk. That's our bro Twitch station.
But
we're
going to
be in this room. Yeah.
Okay, we are going to be here.
We're going to be in this room, but it's going to be streaming on Q Sports Talk. So because this is where all of our fun stuff is, and I can switch cameras around.
Nice, nice.
We just got to think of some challenges.
Nice.
Like, I don't want to do booze because we got to drive home. I don't want us to get in trouble.
No, and again, I don't want,
I'm not drinking gravy.
Well, I don't want to be around a bunch of, you know, audio equipment and stuff. Because with my luck, it's not a house where I can accidentally just get a little beer on a laptop or something. I go, whoops, wipe that off.
We're not doing Cocoa Weiser's this.
Yes. Well, I mean, we can, but, you know, we'll just, you know, huck them at the wall.
So I don't know what we can do. We got to come up with something in these next couple of days. I'm thinking, like, every time the team hits a three, we can spin that wheel. So maybe we fill the wheel with stuff.
We can do that. I was thinking, I don't know, that'd be hard.
What?
With the wheel, anytime, the same type deal, but we have a bunch of crap we can just give people. Oh, I don't know, they had an awesome dunk. All right, we're spinning the wheel. Oh, I landed on a listener prize. And here, we get a Sports Talk and a K-Rock shirt or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we have a bunch of those shirts, don't we?
Yeah, we could do stuff like that.
Okay, all right. It's not a football game. It'll be quick, too. It's a basketball game. Those football games are like 4 hours. Basketball game, you're in and out like 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours, you're good.
Nice.
This is going to be the not exactly SU fan in me. Who are we playing?
Florida State.
Ooh, I like their football team.
Yes, you do.
That's a beatable game.
Yeah.
A beatable game.
Winnable game.
That's a winnable game. Florida State seems to be topsy-turvy start of the season here. They already lost a couple games.
After we got off the air yesterday, Babers was confirmed as next season's coach. Of course, people are furious about that.
Although the way that ESPN lackeys were running around, you would have thought that... There was a buyout. I thought it was over.
Why? They were freaking out?
They were like, well, if you just caught up this part of the NFL, did you get that part of the news conference? Did you get this part of the conference? And I was like, oh, man.
I had
to go ask somebody. Yeah. I was like, "Did is he gone? Is it a buyout? And they're like, no. He's here.
Oh, no, why are we freaking out?
So they were just frantically cutting up audio for Paulie to not play?
I could have told you he was going to be here. He was releasing...
We said it.
Offensive coaches.
Right.
He was released. They're not going to say, all right, we're going to release a couple guys, and then the head coach.
Yeah.
No, they'll just do the whole dump.
Yep. He'll be able to bring in a couple guys, bring in Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You're going
to
get it. You laugh.
That would be the best thing ever. I would die.
If he fell so far,
I would die.
He's the head coach at Syracuse University.
I mean, he could go and...
It's kind of a name, isn't it?
I was looking around the other day after we talked about that, and his name was a replacement for some, like...
Jason Garrett was?
Yeah, like down south.
And then
colleges.
Who was it? Was it the Notre Dame coach that went to LSU?
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on. So now Notre Dame is an open job because that guy went to LSU because I feel like I can't remember. He has some some type of tie to them or something. I don't really know. Either way, he's gone.
Yeah, Oopie's right there. Yeah, Brian Kelly left Notre Dame. Yeah. And I saw that he had to send like a mass text to his team.
Probably because
the news broke.
Yeah, it was real quick. That was not one that I expected at all. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, what's Notre Dame done? They win a national championship after national championship? No, that guy is okay. He was the guy that was, nope, no good.
No, I suck.
You know, good at the Oregon Ducks rode him to
What's the history with Notre Dame that it's such like a storied like program, but I've never heard them being good in my life.
No, they used to be. They're like the Dallas Cowboys.
Regis Philbin used to like them. That's the closest reference I have to a Notre Dame. That's all I know.
They were good in the early 90s. The early 90s was the last time they were good, much like the Cowboys. Again, they're like the Cowboys of college football. And ever since then, they've had their years where they've been okay, but they falter. And I feel like I'm missing a national championship in there somewhere, but I really don't think I am.
Oopie says they get 10-plus wins every season. Are they, like, in a cupcake conference? What conference are they in?
Nothing. That's the thing, is that they get to skirt around and do what they want because of that weird Notre Dame name. So sometimes they get lumped in with the ACC, but yeah, right here, yeah, they haven't won anything since 1988.
Championship-wise.
Yeah.
But how many games did they win this past season? They must not have a lot.
No, they're actually right there. That's the thing with Notre Dame, is they're always, like, decent.
Yeah.
But then they lose to the better teams. If they make it to the college football bowl playoff, whatever the hell it's called, they'll lose in the first round.
Yeah.
But they're right outside of it. They're one of those teams that's kind of always lingering around. I don't know.
When's the last time Syracuse played him?
Oh, I don't know. To be honest with you, year two, three, four, but I know that they're playing them.
2020.
Oh, so it was not
Notre
that long
Dame
ago.
Beat Syracuce. Oh, it was last season.
Oh,
45-21 last year.
But they play him.
That was their 1-10 season. Syracuse.
I was looking at the schedule for next year.
Yeah,
up in the dome.
Yeah,
that's a good season next year.
You gonna hold on to your tickets?
Yeah, Purdue, Florida State, Notre Dame at the end of the year.
Game. All right, that's nice.
Yep. I like that Purdue one.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's nice. I just like the team in general.
So I don't know if they hire another offensive coach or just have Dino call the plays. Like, I don't know what you do in that situation.
I mean, with that,
Dino was playing Dino was calling a bunch of the plays anyways, right?
Yeah. I feel like he needs to be not relieved of his duties is obviously not the word, but, like, take some pressure off him to where when it comes time to worry about a kicking a field goal or punting or whatever, he has a little, maybe a clearer head.
Okay.
I know they've had an offensive coordinator, but like you said, he took over a lot of the duties and was kind of, you know, stirring the drink a lot. Let whoever you hire do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, that maybe you won't miss, you know, those timeouts that you should be calling.
Exactly. Maybe your head will be clear, you know, a little free thinking to do, you know, some timeout
management.
Calling.
Yeah.
Let him do that.
And then Sean Tucker, he throws some shade in a tweet. I don't know if he's gone or not. If you don't know the tweet, he was just like, normally his like gimmick is, I was pleased with my performance even if they lose. That's his tweet. Everybody loves it. They laugh at it.
Yeah.
He was not pleased with this game. He said that. He was not pleased with the play calling.
Uh-uh.
He wishes he could have done more. And then he said, best of luck to all the seniors moving on. So I don't know.
But he doesn't call the plays.
I
don't know, man. I don't think he leaves.
Yeah.
Because I think Babers can honestly go to him and go,
you're my guy now.
Next year, I understand you're upset with this year, and we didn't give you everything we could have. He could have had a monster year.
I think he did have a monster year.
He did. But he could have had an even
bigger year.
Bigger year if they had any chance at quarterback. Yeah. If they had anybody at quarterback, they would have been, at least he would have had a bigger year.
Is it because, and again, I'm an idiot, I don't know anything. Is it because the style of play they use against Pitt was a more ball in the air offense? They were throwing the ball a lot with Garrett Schrader, right? And that's not where Sean Tucker shines. You've got to get rushing yards.
He's not the best out of the backfield where he can kind of swing out and be an option. That's kind of what Schrader should do.
Yeah.
Tucker should have 15 receptions a game and 20, 25 carries a game. He should touch the ball 40 to 50 times.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have that reliable quarterback to, you know, toss it to him. And I don't even know if he's even that type of running back. He doesn't seem like it. So hopefully Babers can go to him and go, I want to get you a guy. We're going to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
He may not. I don't know who. And he's not going to be, he's not, probably not going to run like Schrader, but he's going to dump the ball off to
you.
Well,
that was the other question I was going to ask you, because I don't know who's left to QB the team.
I don't think,
we got
honestly,
rid of Tommy. If Garrett, then Garrett steps up. I mean, I'm sure we have another backup or quarterback or two somewhere in there, but
I don't think any of them are that good. I don't know.
Do they go
enough
to the transfer portal?
Yes, I think that he's going to hit the portal hard, because I think this is going to be a monumentous, is that the word, year for the transfer portal, if you
It'll be huge. We picked up, I say we like him on the team, but they picked up a couple of players just yesterday.
Yep. I think especially once bowl season is over, because a lot of these guys want to get that last little bit of recognition playing in a bowl, and then they're going to peace on out to wherever they, you know, anywhere.
Right.
All I can think of is a situation like, and this is an extreme long shot, and he doesn't have any eligibility, but a situation down in like Oklahoma where a Spencer Rattler, who at the beginning of the year I said he was going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, he lost his damn job. He doesn't even start.
Yeah.
Someone like that. Why not? Like, Babers, go to, you know, find that guy.
Right.
Somewhere around the country. Go all in.
Or does the opposite happen, and there's an NFL team out there that could really use a running back, and they go, hey, that Sean Tucker guy up in Syracuse is pretty good.
That's the other thing, man, where the shelf life of a running back is, if you...
He's a true freshman, right? So he's like, what, 18?
Tucker?
Yeah.
No, is he? I don't know. Honestly, I don't really know what he is now that you say that. I don't think he's a freshman. I think he's a sophomore or something.
No, he's 20. All right, okay, 20.
So he might have another year or so that he's got to play. I don't really know. Second year freshman.
All right, so he's...
Second year freshman.
He's still young.
So he's got to do another one.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, you never know. The shelf life, if you Google the shelf life of an NFL running back, it's like 2 to 3 years.
Oh, my God.
It's weird.
You
got to
make your money.
It's weird. So, yeah, if I can see him being like, all right, but you know what, Mr. Babers? I respect everything you're saying, but I got to do what's best for me, and transfers to a team that already has a, you know, I'll throw my homer crap out there to like a Florida State where they're going to have a couple, you know, pieces around them. They already have running backs, so they won't need a Sean Tucker, but.
That's what Fragg is saying, too. Tucker needs to do what's best for him. Running backs don't last long in the NFL,
yeah.
Like what you're saying.
Maybe go somewhere where he's a little more protected for his last year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Like, I don't know what more he could do in Syracuse. I'm not telling him. I don't want him to leave. Trust me. But
no,
I don't know what more he can do. He didn't. What's that award he didn't win?
The Heisman? He didn't even.
Not the Heisman.
Oh,
the other guy.
The running back thing he didn't even get.
That guy's name, I don't know.
He didn't even get a, you know, qualified for some of the other ones. But then he was in the Maxwell Award.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Where he wasn't even, like, mentioned because of the team's losses.
One of the 15 semifinalists. I'm not a Syracuse fan, but Sean Tucker's not one of the top 15 running backs in the country. He's at least one of the top 5.
Yeah.
Like, relax
like,
on that.
Put him in there.
Yeah. Again, though, that also...
Oh, Doak Walker is the other one I was talking about.
Oh, he was
about,
up for that one, too?
Yeah.
That also goes to, in his head, the university didn't get behind him. Other universities put up billboards.
Yeah,
and they
run
do
a
things,
campaign. Yeah,
they
yeah.
do things called Heisman campaigns. Where's Sean Tucker's Heisman campaign?
Yeah.
There's 1,000 billboards around here. They can't throw that up there?
Text line, how do you guys talk sports so passionately so early?
Cody's
passionate about sports. I'm just curious. I don't know anything about sports, but I like learning about it.
And it's an interesting
And a lot happened
situation.
Locally yesterday.
Yeah. For stuff around here, it's weird. It's an interesting, like, the coach, I guess, is coming back, even though... they booed him in the dome on Saturday.
Oh my God.
Oh,
guys,
it was,
you gotta relax for Christ's sake.
It was something. So, and then the quarterback situation, this team could be really bad next year.
You think so?
If
how worse than this?
If Schrader, this situation isn't happening, I don't even know. Is he gone? Is that it for him?
Schrader?
Yeah, I don't know if he comes back, or if this was his only year he could play here, or whatever it is. I don't think they like either of the backups that much. The wide receivers are, if they don't get better, they've got some stone hands.
Right.
Tucker's seems to be grumpy. They could be no good. I don't know.
Yeah, Wildhack made it pretty clear without making it clear, but making it pretty clear that they want a bowl game next year. And yeah. I get the feeling that if there's not a bowl game next year, then Babers is gone.
Yeah.
That was pretty much said.
Yes. Yes. Because he talked about, I heard little bits and pieces. He talked about buyouts.
Yeah, I watched with the press conference we went on right after us, and we watched that. And
he knows. He's very well aware, although he also, we're boys. The three of us are boys.
I think Wildhack knows our names. That's enough for us.
I love it. I think he knows that he's got to step up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
He's, as the AD, he's got to light some fires,
well,
man.
Well, he pointed out, and as much as he annoys me, Paulie did point this out, that our facilities are laughable compared to others. So
they did the upgrades, and site-wise and everything, it's nice or whatever, but...
But even, like, training facilities, what they're saying, they got to get better at that.
Yeah, everything else is very, very... not high school, but
that's what it is. Yeah,
but so we'll see, man.
But I'm gonna keep telling Syracuse fans to get the hell over yourselves. I don't know. Don't boo Dino Babers for being here and putting an effort in. All right,
no.
Who do you think you're gonna get? Relax.
Yeah.
All right, guys, relax. You're not Clemson. Relax.
Well, I was gonna say. Well, look at now. That just shows that it's good that they kept him, because LSU was like, I don't know, man, somebody, Notre Dame guy, what we got to do to get you? So there's looks like there's some panic, because, there's jobs that are opening up differently because they're taking people. Like Lincoln Riley went from Oklahoma to USC, so then they're like, oh, well, then Oklahoma then.
And Wildhack called out all of the alumni. He's like, you played here and then you just vanish. I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, you play here, just vanish. Help us recruit.
Yep.
Help represent the program, please.
Yep. Big Smoothie and I, we talk some shop every once in a while during the day, and that is probably our biggest thing is that.
Where's Donovan McNabb?
Right. That's what I said. Where the hell's McNabb? Where the hell's Marvin Harrison? I think he did something. But where are all these guys? Where's Donovan Darius?
You got guys to go to the NFL. Get them out here.
Where's all the linebackers that everyone loves so much?
Right.
That's my thing, where at Syracuse is all big on the
traditions of the past, number 44.
Where in the balls is Rob Conrad? Big old last time number 44.
Did he come up for a Cuse thing we did? He was here, right? Signing autographs?
I have no idea.
But Mr. Levine had to pay him to come here.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know the university did.
Yeah, where are you at, man? If that's the case, where are these boosters at? Throw these millionaires some more money. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's where I would get pissed off. And I'll call you out right now. The fact that Al Roker represents SUNY Oswego better than any of you Syracuse grads represent your school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got Al Roker on TV wearing SUNY Oswego
all the time.
Stuff. All you guys leave Syracuse and you're like, I don't know.
Well,
you better represent your school.
Well, I have a...
I built this on my own.
I have a Syracuse pennant hanging in my office to the left of my laptop next to a picture of my kids.
Although, as a broadcaster, nothing pisses me off more. And I hope Mr. Krabs isn't listening, because he is big into the communication school up there. And they are great. But our fart sound. Nothing pisses me off more. It happens every year. Noah Eagle was the last one, and then there's a guy right now.
Yeah.
It's always the play-by-play guy is like, well, my son is on right now. And like, they'll cut to his son calling the game for Syracuse on AER.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, daddy's got, okay, great, another broadcaster whose dad got him into broadcasting.
Yes. No, the sports broadcasters crack me up, man. They're so...
Oh, there's my boy down there at Newhouse.
Right,
it's like,
so over the top. Like, just, all right, man, turn it off.
And they're good broadcasters. They go to a great broadcasting school. I'm not taking it away from them.
No, but the theater that they put into it as well
is a lot.
Is,
but don't, like, you're pointing out nepotism on national television.
Yeah,
you're like, all right, let's quickly cut to my son broadcasting now. If anyone is hiring, he's available. I'm like,
right,
must be nice.
I mean, look at the showmans just do it all. Dan Showman and his son broadcasting together. Let's look at that. I don't want to listen to your stupid kid call a game with you. Do that at home in Thanksgiving in your basement.
I'm gonna wheel both my kids in here. Let them do the show for a day.
They're way more entertaining than any of their stupid kids. Giving me some hot sports takes.
I'm not taking away from the how great of a broadcasting school Syracuse is, but nothing pisses me off more than when the guy who's on television cuts to his son, who's at the college radio station. Nobody was cutting to me at the college radio station.
Well, we were, but it was just we needed some.
Yeah.
Just a spy camera in there.
Jack, please stop touching yourself on the WLRF radio.
Funny that I didn't have any relatives hyping us up into the broadcasting world. Right. Cody and I didn't have a single person who was like, hey, this is my son. He's a broadcaster. No, never happened.
Cut live to us over on PBS or something during a fundraiser.
So here we are. We are live. We're already off and running, saying a lot. Very busy morning ahead of us. So we're going to talk. We've got a lot of people joining us today. So if you are annoyed by us, you're in luck because we're going to break it up quite a bit today.
Oh.
We'll talk to Jim Boeheim about tonight's game. Undefeated Indiana coming to town. It's going to be a real showdown.
Oh, they're going to be here?
They're going to be at the Dome tonight. They're undefeated, have not lost a game yet. And this is a Syracuse team who needs to win some games. So this could get ugly tonight.
Yeesh.
We'll talk to Cole Swider on Twitch. He's going to join us today, 8:30.
You talking basketball?
I'm talking a little basketball. Yeah. Now, I don't know much about basketball, but I know about hanging. And we're a good hang.
All right.
We're fun to hang out.
We'll do some chilling.
I do feel like, you know, these are college kids, and Cody and I we're pretty cool with college kids.
I mean,
so.
We got NBA Jam with we got the Xbox machine.
Hey, what are you kids?
Sometimes we got a dog running around.
Thanks for coming on our radio show there, kids.
Hey, come on over to our FM channel.
Did you see the, it doesn't involve our favorite band, but it kind of does. Did you see this story?
I did not. Let me see.
So there's a band called Noasis, which is an Oasis tribute band.
Okay, I'm interested.
They played a pub in England a few days ago. And from what I can gather, while they were playing the show, like a blizzard ripped through. And now there's 61 people locked in a pub with an Oasis cover band.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
How many special people change? How many lives live? I'm playing this just for Oopie. I know how much he loves.
Dumb question. This isn't the cover band, is it?
No, this is the real band.
You never know.
But Oasis is really good. I'll find you an Oasis song.
Yeah.
It's in Yorkshire, England. Yorkshire, England.
How do you get... Like, that doesn't make any sense. You're not keeping me anywhere like that.
Like, how do I not... How would you not get out of there? I'll read you the description.
Like, how are you unprepared? There is a massive storm coming through. Maybe we don't have this concert tonight.
Or is this pub in the middle of a place that you can't just walk home? Like, did somebody build a pub in the middle of nowhere?
Right? I don't know. This is confusing. That's confusing.
And how fast did it snow? Like, all right, I'll break down the whole thing here.
It's England.
Never in the sky. All right. So this was in, like I said, Yorkshire, England. A snowstorm stranded 61 people in, this is back on Friday night.
Wow.
With the band Noasis, a tribute band. Now, nobody seems to be worked up over it.
No, why would they be? This is awesome.
They're
in a pub.
They interviewed a person. They go, I'm quite chilled about being stranded. It's quite exciting.
Wait.
What?
Hold on.
What?
How do they interview someone?
Oh, maybe phone?
So...
Like, go rescue them?
Go get them? Go, like... give.
Hey, we got snowmobiles. Come on. We're stuck in here with Noasis. We're not going anywhere.
It's like a foot, guys. We're good. We plowed, like, a day ago. Yeah. Now we're listening to the Noasis. Huh? Well, you can come out whenever. Nobody wants to get out of the Noasis.
Here's the manager of the pub explaining how they've been surviving.
We are waiting to hear from the highways to see if they're going to be able to reach us with the snowplow. And then we should have some news about whether people will be able to start going home. We've had karaoke. We've had pub quizzes. We've had board games, card games, people helping to clear tables, wash up. It's been amazing.
I'd imagine that, like, they come and try to get them, right? And, and they're like, and the guy, the owner, she opens the door and she's like, what? Oh, we're clear? Oh. She just slowly closes the door, turning around. Anyway, here's more Wonderwall.
They...
And then they play it again,
like,
Sam.
There's there's photos of everybody like hunkered down inside the pub with blankets.
Unbelievable.
There was one guy who was evacuated due to a previous medical condition, but the rest of them are just staying. They're singing karaoke and watching movies. Like, as of yesterday, they're still there.
Go home.
Go home.
How many feet of snow did they get?
The report said the storm dumped about 3 feet of snow.
I mean, that's a lot.
And it knocked out some power cables.
How long were they in this pub?
I don't know, man. I have a lot of questions.
If it's
like, I'm looking at the photos of this pub, it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
But 3 feet? That takes a while. A while.
All right.
Right?
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I don't know how to show you this. All right. First of all, okay, I'll show you two things. I haven't watched this yet. Do you want to see what Noasis looks like and sounds like?
More than anything.
Because you and I love Oasis.
Yes.
If he swears, I'll dump it. But this is Noasis performing Roll With It.
Come on, look at that lively out of life.
I think it sounds exactly like
it. Hey, that's pretty good. He's on Twitch right now. Cut to Twitch.
Oh, my God.
You gotta roll with it. You gotta sing your song. You gotta say what you say. Don't
what?
Let anybody get it away. Got a soul to you.
That's pretty good, man!
Don't ever stand aside, don't ever be denied. You wanna be who you be, you can't ever be. I think I'm gonna feel that I'm lost inside. I think I'm gonna take me away and hide. I'm thinking of things that I just can't apply.
Dude, that's pretty good!
That's
if
it.
You wanna go see OA, we're booking Oasis.
K-Rockathon, whatever the hell is back. K-Rockathon's back.
We're going to have a taste of Syracuse at some point.
That's it. Noasis. I demand it.
I demand Noasis.
That's it.
Sir? Mr. Levine, please.
Sir. That's amazing.
And you could trick 90% of people into thinking that's really Oasis.
He looks and sounds exactly like him, man.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. He's doing a great job, man. Damn it, he dropped an F-bomb. But he's supposed to. But Liam Gallagher.
Although, now I need to hear What's-His-Nuts pretend to be Noel if they do that, because that was a little high-pitchy for me.
Oh, you didn't like that?
I don't know.
All right, let me find Besber. I gotta spell this Twitter account so I can show you what this pub looks like, because once you see this pub, you'll understand why they're not getting out of there. Okay, let me see if I can spell this.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh.
What?
I see why they can.
What do you mean?
It's because they can be snowed in. It's called the Tan Hill Inn.
Oh, so they can sleep there.
It's a pub, but it's a, like, a hotel. I'm looking at probably the same Twitter thing you are, but just on a web page from the New York Post instead. Because, you know, I haven't, you know, read my allotment of articles yet for November.
This is the pub there.
Yes, that's exactly, yep.
That's in the middle of nowhere,
That
man.
Is in the middle of nowhere. Yes, it is.
So you're good. It's like a house in the middle of nowhere. I get that you'd be stuck there.
Yeah.
How Noasis is playing this tiny pub is amazing.
I mean, probably because we like it, but It is an Oasis cover band.
Do you think over there, like, that's just there under the gun? Like, oh, we got Noasis playing again?
I bet. Come on out to the pub. Noasis is playing.
Oh, Noasis is here again? All right, whatever.
I saw him about 30 times this summer already. That guy's everywhere.
Like, oh, he's doing the Liam Gallagher thing again.
He's Liam 24/7 walking around. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
He's their version of our Captain Jack,
Captain Jack guy
that's
always
around
a character.
Here, where it's like, that movie was 10 years ago.
He's still Captain Jack.
Yeah,
I think we got a couple of them, too.
Oh, does it matter? Oh, no, from Noasis?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Like,
cool.
All right, man, you don't need to be, you don't need to be Liam anymore.
Yes, I do. That's what I do. It's like, all right, cool, man, you want a drink or something?
No,
let's go to a pub.
No, you're not Liam.
Well, that's the other thing, is that guy might be American. because that's a his voice is, you know, he forces himself to do that, Liam. So, I mean, you could replicate that, you know?
I want to watch, like, so much more. I want to know how much it is to book Noasis. If this tiny little pub, I mean, we'd have to get him over here.
Not going
to
lie, if you spent the next, like, half an hour just kind of ripping through Noasis songs, I would just stand right.
I would, too. I would absolutely. I don't care.
I'm just standing like this.
I would absolutely watch Noasis all morning long.
Right? I mean, I may as well.
Like, I'm trying to just find Oasis, and it's like, everything is just stories, and I want to see.
If you want to learn about Noasis, I think the answer's in the name.
No. Here you go. Here's another Noasis song.
I already love it. Oh, this is going to be the other guy.
I'll take it, bro. I freaking love Oasis.
Look at how many people are there.
Don't ask for much, but we are asking that in some way, shape, or form we get an Oasis over here, right?
I mean, I'm never going to see Oasis, the
I'm
regular
never
man.
See Oasis.
I already tried. I already drove a billion hours to Canada. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, there you go.
Don't look back in anger.
We both do it right. We both stopped. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oasis is my favorite man now.
I mean, that's impressive. And again, over there, yes,
that's a big deal.
The Beatles are big. They're almost as big as the Beatles over
there.
Oasis is one of the most popular bands of all time, especially in other parts of Europe. Oh my God. There's nothing, and I mean, you hate them all you want.
Everyone in Twitch is freaking out because, like, look how many people are there. It's because you'll never see Oasis again.
Yeah.
Same reason people go to the, you know, get the Let Out tributes and the who else have I seen? The Pink Floyd tributes and all these. You're not going to see those bands.
No.
So you might as well get the second best thing.
Right? Ugh. I mean, technically, everyone just went to see STP at Del Lago.
Yeah.
That's not Scott Weiland.
No.
But it's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
That's still STP, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why can't that be Oasis, then?
Yeah.
That's it. They're
that's
Oasis now. Other Oasis doesn't want Oasis.
Yeah.
They're Oasis.
That should be the rule. You're not going to Oasis. I'm going to go Oasis.
If you don't want Oasis, I'll Oasis.
Yeah.
Because they did a good Oasis.
You
want to be a high-flying bird, and you want to just be a normal fella.
I would say, in like an Andy Kaufman-level prank, they should book an Oasis as Oasis at something and see if anybody figures it out.
Dude.
That. Liam, you would never guess. Noel doesn't look like Noel. You would know right away. Just don't put a camera on him.
Yeah. But
Liam, you would never guess.
Yeah.
Or if I'm Noel Gallagher and I want to make some cash, I hire this guy and be like, just pretend you're my brother. Let's get out there. We'll make like $8 million.
Dude, he wrote most.
Yeah.
So he can take them. I think he lets Liam do some because they're brothers.
Yeah. And then Liam would start tweeting that's not him on stage, and we'd be like, no, it is, though.
Could you imagine how angry? Oh, man, he'd be so angry. He's angry. He might be angry right now
because
on Twitter.
Because this band is getting more attention than him.
And then, well, he always tries, at least a couple times a month, he tosses out the, come on, you, couple swear words.
Yeah.
Another couple swear words, and then at his brother. And then he mentions, like, Glastonbury or whatever.
Yeah, let's get back together for one or whatever.
In which case, will Mr. Krabs fly us to download festival in Europe or whatever.
I bet he would, but there's no chance in hell you would fly over an ocean.
Oh, man.
There's no chance. If somebody,
I don't think I could.
Boss Lady came to us and said, guys, I got you VIP access to the only Oasis show that is happening in England. Here's two tickets. Do you get on a plane?
How long are you over that? That's all of the ocean.
Well, I learned this when I flew over the ocean. You're not really over the ocean for that long. Like, you kind of go up. You're close to land for a while, and then you are over the ocean for a good amount. But because of the curve of the globe, you go up to, like, Newfoundland, and then you kind of, like, there's Greenland. You're near land.
So if you're going to crash, you can kind of coast.
And remember, I Googled it. Like, your engines could die in the middle of the ocean, and they can coast you to shore.
That's what I'm saying. So
they can get you somewhere.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
Answer the question. Are you going or not?
Right off the bat, do I have to tell her yes right away? Because can I say no for the first however long? You know what I mean?
She's got to know. She's got to know right now.
Because I have twinges in my sides, even as a hypothetical.
What if we took a steamship?
No, worse. You ain't getting me on a boat going over the ocean.
Really?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
You'd rather do plane than a boat?
Not a chance. Yeah, yeah.
Boat,
yeah,
you're already there. You're floating.
No.
And there's rescue boats.
I don't care what's on the other side of that ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening. It ain't happening.
So there's a better chance of a plane getting you over there.
Yeah.
Because, as I tried to do, you can just get hammered and, pass out for the flight and wake up sober.
But then your plane catches on fire.
And your plane catches on fire.
Go back and watch fireworks from the airport. A fire truck. You want to move for a minute?
So what you think is some big brain thinking, not very big brain thinking because your plane's on fire.
Now you're standing in a in the airport runway, buzzed and grumpy. Stupid plane.
I never even got my booze.
There's plane on fire. Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't.
I go, you know what? I'm going to get a vodka lemonade.
You tried.
And she went that way and then sprinted the other direction.
Bim, boom.
I go, I get a vodka? Is someone barbecuing? Oh, the cabin is filling with smoke. This will be fine. Anyways.
Is that what's for dinner?
Come hang in Twitch. Twitch.tv/KRockCMY. Lady Meow, I'm terrified of heights too, but planes don't bother me for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not
that's what I'm saying,
future.
Everybody in Twitch. We're having a conversation about trying to understand. Sure people are sick of hearing about it, but I don't think I'm doing Delta 8 right. There's just no way. There's no way you guys feel like this.
We just got to get you higher. That's the thing.
What do you mean? What's going on?
We'll just get you higher. There's a lot of crows in the area lately. And here they come again. Where it's weird, man. It's just weird. But, yeah, we got to get you higher.
I don't want to get higher. I go to bed feeling so relaxed and, euphoric.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I get deep sleep.
Yeah, you're just.
There's no way anybody can function like that.
Yeah. Yes, you can. Now, imagine that just melts into your everyday life.
No!
Isn't that awesome?
No!
Where you're just happy all the time, and it's like, what's going on? I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Oh, you guys are all having an argument? Let me go smoke a bowl and not get involved in that argument.
I gotta do more of it.
I think that you need to make that transition to budweed to see,
they're different.
Yeah. I think once you experience that.
Because that's what Rosie says. Delta 8 makes me melt into my bed. That's what it does for me.
Because Delta 8 is the couch.
And that's the one I like.
They've separated that. And the 10 is the one that kind of is
But it relaxes
around.
Me so much, there's no way I could function on that.
That's what I'm saying. You do the right one, you would. You'd be able to. You would definitely be able to. Because it would take all. It does. It would make you, instead of it just always being, this is the craziest thing ever. Eventually, your body gets used to it and transitions your brain into the, all right, how are we going to use this weed? To where you can smoke it and be like, all right, I'm high, but I am also level.
I could not do this on any of my Delta 8. I couldn't. I don't think I can make words.
A year from now, if you continuously are doing all this and kind of going back and forth, it depends. Some people can, some people can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It just depends how your body handles weed every time. You know what I mean? Because I definitely know people that can wake up and immediately smoke a big old fat Dutch on their way to their job and put it out as they're walking in and be good to go. And you know what I mean? And they're perfectly fine. And then there's also people that, whoa, no way, man. I get home at night, I hit a bowl, and that's it. I can't, there's.
I just do it because it helps me sleep. It knocks me out quick, and I'm relaxed. And if it puts me in a better mood, that's great.
Exactly.
The other night, I did not have any of my Delta 8, and my daughter said to me, quote, "Dad, you should go talk to a therapist. nobody should react that way. And she's right, because I forget what it was, but I think my son asked for a water or something.
Yeah.
And I talk loud and react as I'm just a loud,
yeah,
grumpy old man.
No, I hear you. No outside, goes, inside voice.
Daddy, you should go talk to a therapist. You shouldn't react like that. And she's right.
That just means by talk to a therapist, I would just transition that into hit a bong.
Oh, okay.
You need to go talk to somebody. And I go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And come back. You know, I did. I talked to somebody, and I do feel a lot better.
Guys, I need to talk to my buddy Cody real quick, okay? About something very important that happened yesterday.
Oh. Oh.
I have been waiting a week and a half to talk about this goddamn movie. If you have not seen the new Ghostbusters, give us like 5 minutes.
I won't spoil anything.
We won't spoil anything.
I don't want to spoil anything because there is people that, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you.
But last night, Cody's mom took him to the movies for his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a big birthday boy.
As early, too.
And then she was sending me play-by-play updates. Did you know she was doing that?
No, I think a little bit here
Let
and there.
Let me see. I don't know if I can bring it up. She goes, she sent me a photo of Mama Mac is the best.
Well, because I walked in and immediately, because, you know, most movie theaters don't have bars.
Yeah, they don't. So Mama Mac.
Walk right in and see a Ghostbusters drink and I go,
gotta have that.
I want that.
It's your birthday, of course.
That's all I did.
So she goes, I can't take him anywhere, and it's you sitting down. I'm going to bring this up. Hold on a second.
Because it's I'm not an only child, but, you know, it was 10 years of only child, so it's still in there a little bit.
And then she moved to Canada, so right? You're back to only child status.
Right? So in super only child status, I just instantly, I want that.
Can I ask?
As in, just that'll be mine, and thank you. I don't even have to say thank you. It'll just be for me. I'll be over here waiting for my Ghostbusters juice.
Can I ask, please?
Wait for my Ghostbusters juice over here, please. And I just stood there like a only child and waited for his Ghostbusters juice. That's mine. Let me has it.
I can't bring it up. I'll hope to bring it up during Twitch.
Give it to me.
So she sends me a photo of you drinking your Ghostbusters drink, and then she sends me a photo of you looking mad because, quote, he's mad because he can't get the cherry from under the ice. He is an adult. He actually yelled, quote, I can't get the effing cherry. Are you glad he didn't go with you? No, I like Cody's little outbursts.
I did.
And then
I was a little angry.
He got the cherry, and
I
it's
did.
You.
I did. Okay, I was doing the thing where you stab it with a straw, and I expected it to be good to go, and just boop, pop right into my mouth, and I couldn't, and it made me a little grumpy real quick.
There's a mad Cody who can't get his cherry. Coco can't get his cherry.
I got serious.
Oh,
serious
there he
face.
Is. Ah, I got it. Oh. Hey, he got it.
Ooh,
no
cherry. The other one.
Got it. Oh, that was you. That was you with your birthday. Oh, you're taking your mommy out for her birthday.
Nachos.
She sends me up to the minute photos of you. She's proud of her little boy.
That was good.
She likes showing you off. So you go and see Ghostbusters yesterday.
Dude.
And I don't know a bigger Ghostbusters fan than Cody Mack. And I've been waiting for this whole time for him to see it so he can come and talk about it with me. If you have not seen the movie, we'll do our best not to spoil it.
Mm.
Otherwise, just give us 5 minutes and come back.
Oh.
What is your review?
I don't... Because of going into it, I knew that I would either overreact one way or the other. So I'm trying to not overreact in saying that it's the best movie I've seen in 20 years.
Thank you. Thank you. You're not wrong.
Easily.
You're saying the right things. It's so good.
Yes. Forget all of the nostalgia crap or whatever. I'm taking, you know, pretend I didn't wear a Ghostbusters outfit every day for years as a kid.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie. Like, the story was good. It wasn't hokey. It wasn't cheesy. I was literally trying to find things throughout it that people wouldn't like. Where, you know what I mean? Like, a moment would happen, I'd be like, that was amazing. Nobody can poop on that. You know what I mean? Where, because I was like, well, they're going to be, there's kids that are the technically kind of the Ghostbusters. And I was like, all right, here we go. No one's going to like that. It's going to be stupid somehow. That little girl's one of the best characters I've ever seen in a movie ever.
Thank you. I agree, man.
The little boy too, but that little girl, Egon's granddaughter.
Yeah.
Is one of the best characters I've ever seen.
And even though I went into that movie, spoiler, 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 knowing that, okay, these are probably Egon's kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
even when they started to reveal that stuff, it's like when they open the closet and it's a bunch of Spangler uniforms, or like they're down in the basement and you're like,
right?
Oh, just, I get it now.
Just goosebumps. And to be honest with you, the how the movie opens, I wasn't even convinced. It took me a couple minutes. I was like, is that?
Why, how does it open?
Egon? Where they don't ever kind of show.
Oh, the old man? Yeah.
They don't ever show.
Oh, they don't show him, yeah.
But, it's implied, but I was like, but are they trying to swerve me in some way or another?
Yeah.
But, I won't say.
I enjoyed it, man.
Just the plot was so good.
So good!
It was so good. I mean, the way they used all of the music in the right spots. Paul Rudd was amazing.
He was great.
That girl telling stupid jokes.
Just so funny. Oh, yeah, she was telling stupid dad jokes the whole time.
Right?
Keymaster, Gatekeeper.
Yep.
Throwback to the originals. Opie, stop bitching. I told you we were going to spoil it 10 different times. You're the one who stayed here and listened.
Right, and no sense going now. I haven't said any spoilers. Really, there's been nothing. I was just about to say, I won't say what happened, but whoever played that one character, sexy. I have to Google that.
I think that's Olivia Munn.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Wow. Very good. Very good at that.
They did the Keymaster, There Is No Blau, Only Zool, all that stuff. All throwback stuff.
No, awesome. I loved the stuff you saw in the previews where, she'd found the little PK reader where it would go around and find ghosts, moving the chess pieces and stuff. Little things, just little fun things. The only thing that I want to know, no spoilers. The only thing that I was like, but it was made up for later was when the lamp would move, what that was supposed to be.
That was Egon.
That's what I mean.
You didn't like that, how he would shine lights on things?
It was okay. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. But I was like, all right, I get it. I mean, he's here like that. And then, they made up for it in other ways.
When it finally happened, you cried your eyes out.
I mean, I did good. I managed to hold back. So there was just tears.
Yeah, I cried my eyes out.
Well, there was only four other people in the theater.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I didn't want to, sob openly. You know what I mean?
Because I didn't care.
Because I bet I would.
Yeah. Because
that was the moment in Toy Story 3 where, and this isn't a spoiler anymore, where they're in the fire.
Yeah.
And they're, was everything flashing back. That is a drop in the bucket in emotions compared to what you
will experience in
when it happens in Ghostbusters. And damn it.
They keep showing them.
Yep, that part. I knew it was going to happen. I said it was going to happen, and it did. When they all, and I went, and I felt my teeth grind.
Yeah.
When they did the double take. Oh,
it looked awesome.
Unbelievable.
It looked freaking awesome.
Unbelievable.
All right, that's all I'm going to say about it.
I would see it again.
I would see it today.
And that, same.
And they have set it up, I think, right, for way more, right?
Oh, dude. It was so good. And although they got up and the other people that were there, luckily I did don't leave yet type deal. And one of the kids kind of turned around. He was like, no, we can't leave. Because, like you said, there's a double credits. And they sat through the first one and then they sat for a couple minutes and then they got up. And I was like, no, no, wait. Because if you guys don't know, because, again, it's not a spoiler, but. So you have to sit through all of the credits, then that first set of lights comes up, and you go, oh, it's over? Then the thing happens.
Yeah, you want to see the thing.
The rest of the lights come up.
The first thing that happens is it has nothing to do with the movie. It's Bill Murray and Sigourney Weaver.
Nothing to do with it.
That's not the thing we're talking about.
Just a funny little cute.
That's a funny little cute throwaway.
She was available.
Till the end of the thing.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Paul Rudd. Glad you liked it. Yeah, it was awesome. Paul Rudd was really good.
He was awesome.
That was really good.
Highly recommended.
Oh my god!
Highly recommended.
Oh my god!
You know, we don't even need to have Ralphie the Shoe Guy on our show to get the benefits of his lovely wife Joan's cookies.
Awesome.
Every week when he's making his rounds in the building,
yep,
he stops by with cookies for us from his wife Joan.
Oh, they're it's just always they're always so good, and I always forget. And every day I see him walk in, and every day I go, "Oh, cookies!" To the point where I'm gonna, he's not gonna bring them in 1 week, and I'm gonna feel like a jerk because I'm gonna be angry at him.
Like, the hell, Ralph?
Well, thanks,
Where's
Ralph.
Where's our free cookies, man?
Well, yeah, right in a kiss of straight to the moon, Ralph.
Lots of stuff to get to.
What?
Today, a very busy Tuesday. We do need to let you guys know about something that's happening on Saturday because we want a little bit of your help.
What's up, bro?
4 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh.
We will be hosting a Q Sports Talk watch party. Now, if you don't know what these are.
Oh, it's at 4?
What time do you think it was?
6.
Uh-oh, double check me then.
No.
I think it's at 4.
No, it is. It is. Not when you say that, yes. It is 100% at 4.
So, we will be hosting this on QSportsTalk.com, QSportsTalk on Twitch. If one of my mods could do a shout-out to QSportsTalk in the chat.
I do have it at 4.
Very simple. You're going to watch Cody and I watch a game. We can't show you the game, obviously, but we're going to be watching it and having our reactions and mostly just hanging and doing shenanigans. It will not be nearly as crazy as a Coco and the Bone watch party. I'm not getting food smashed in my face.
Although, I've been thinking about it. We could definitely paint your head like a basketball.
All right.
For bits.
I'm down. Thank you, Carla. I am down all day long. So make these plans. I will host it from the K-Rock Twitch account as well, so you'll know we're going live. But go follow Q Sports Talk, because at 4 o'clock, Syracuse, Florida State, we will be watching along with you. And even if you don't want to watch the game, just watch us watch the game. We're going to have a bunch of challenges, and we need you to help with that.
Yeah. What do you got?
Like, what can we do? Now, we're going to do it a little different. I'm going to try to do a bits bar where we can make some, you know, some bits off of this. But I also got a wheel in here that maybe every time they make a three, we spin it.
Ooh, I like that.
Because they're a good, good three-point shooting team.
That's a good idea.
We can put random things on there, but also have the bits bar for, like, big things. Like, Cody has the idea of, like, you know, doing a shot of ranch, get ranched up.
Huh?
He wants to paint my head like a basketball. I'll let him. That's fine.
I like that. I can paint my face orange or paint an orange into my...
Challenges. We need you guys to help us come up with challenges.
They do something. We put on one of those Cuse foam heads and go outside shirtless. And, you know what I mean? Sub right on the sidewalk
all
for
right.
10 seconds. You know, anything that's you guys can think of. So it'll be cold and everything. So going outside will be funny. We got the outdoor cam if need be.
No, Scoots. We're not doing anything booze related. We might have a beer or two in here watching the game. But nothing that's going to get us effed up so we can't drive home.
Well, and I don't want to get beer or anything on anything.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to get booze on anything. Like, yeah, but like you said, maybe like have a casual drink. Yeah,
but I'm not getting crazy.
I don't want to be slamming stuff or even going outside and slamming stuff and then coming in here and being all boozed and smelling like booze and everything. Uh-oh.
But speaking of college athletics, we talked about all the news that came out of Syracuse yesterday. We talked about that at the top of the show. So go get the show on demand. To hear our takes on that. Basically, Babers is coming back. Sean Tucker threw some shade.
Mm-hmm.
There has been, you know, different coaches that have been released up there. We don't know. A lot of things up in the air. But nobody is making out like Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell me what's so great about this guy, Cody? So Lincoln Riley, who did he leave to go to USC? Oklahoma?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He, remember when I was talking about Jason Garrett and why the Cowboys signed him way back in the day because they were afraid to lose out on the next Sean Payton, that young and up-and-comer? Well, right now, the trend in the NFL is look at a lot of the coaches, the Matt LaFleurs, I'm blanking on the guy's name, McVay out in for L.A., the Rams there. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys are young and up-and-comers. This guy was that guy, but for college, where there was talks that he should have been the Cowboys coach instead of Mike McCarthy, who will not coach this Thursday because of a COVID thing against the Saints. So now the Cowboys will blow out the Saints, mark my words. But now they're there. But Lincoln Riley is that guy. He is like, I don't know. I'm exaggerating. He's like 35 and has that young offensive brain of, not offensive brain, offensive brain of, let's score 1,000 touchdowns by crazy ways every chance
he
we
has
get.
Received reportedly the biggest deal in NCAA history. Have you heard of these terms?
Oh, no, no, I have not.
Dude,
no.
You're going to get blown off your damn chair. Oh, I have never heard of a coach.
For a college coach.
Getting treated like this.
Luckily, the kids can get paid some now, so this won't be as bad, but go ahead.
This isn't even the craziest part. His salary. Can you guess what his salary is? I don't know how many years
but I don't know, five mil a year.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
He has a guaranteed...
Oh, there you go, that's smart.
He has a guaranteed $110 million contract.
Wow.
Oh, and I'm not done. To get him to go to USC, USC bought out his house in Oklahoma for $500,000 over ask. They're also purchasing him in Los Angeles a $6 million home. He also has access 24/7 for him and his family to the Trojans' private jet whenever he wants it.
They stripped Reggie Bush of his Heisman from USC because his poor, poor family was given a house so he could come and play college football and make a better life for himself. Mm-hmm. But let's make sure that this guy is, like, what?
This is unbelievable, man.
Frick. That's, yeah, you know what? Twitch, you're right. That's disgusting. It's pathetic.
It's gross.
It's pathetic the way that...
It's gross that you refuse to pay the players and you just gave this coach two houses, a jet, and $110 million.
Right, but no, they can... Dave. If a local auto dealership wants to give them a couple thousand, they're more than welcome. If Mr. Krabs wants to give Schrader... $500 to talk on with any, like, shut up, man.
Can you imagine?
110 guaranteed. He'll be gone. He'll be gone in 2 years.
Can you imagine that you're a player at USC and someone tries to come up to you and say, yeah, but you're getting an education.
Right? Oh, my God.
F you!
$110 million.
The head coach has a $6 million house,
yeah,
a private jet, and $110 million cash money.
To go and talk to some of these kids and be like, you can use my private jet if you come to USC.
Unreal, man.
You can do that.
That's unreal to me.
It's just that stuff like that where it's crazy that it's $110 mil, all that stuff. That place in Michigan still doesn't have water.
Yeah, Flint, Michigan doesn't have water, yeah.
I mean, not to There's always people, go, but...
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know what I mean? It's just the easiest... You just see...
But to play devil's advocate...
Stuff.
To play devil's advocate, does USC make that much money off their football program that they have this kind of cash? Or do they have donors that have this kind of cash?
Yeah, sort of. A little bit. I mean, that's a... yes, but mm-hmm. still, they're banking on him bringing in much, much more, which... He might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just so crazy. That's just nuts.
It's so much money. That's so much money, man.
It's baffling. That's just, it's, I mean, and if that's what it gets him to come there, man, then I guess come there, but it's just crazy, man.
It's the biggest deal ever reported.
All of the extra stuff, it's what my brain is not wrapping. Like, what was the house thing again?
Mm-hmm.
The one down there? What are they doing to his Oklahoma house?
So he has to leave Oklahoma.
Yeah.
In Norman, Oklahoma.
And it's got to be real quick.
So
there's probably some problems, so don't worry, they're going to take care of it. And
they bought the house for $500,000 over ask.
How do the people in that neighborhood feel about that?
They're like, yeah.
Does that
it's
not
worth? It's worth a lot more now.
Hey, thanks.
That just ruined property value.
I was going to say, hey, thanks for screwing up our property taxes and
now
value.
Now Zillow
on
just
the way
completely
out.
Blew up all the prices, in
right?
the neighborhood.
I mean, they're all going to be rich people around there, but I'd be furious if mm-hmm. someone's like $500,000 extra. You know what I mean? Like what? $500,000. That's one of those where that's not cool. You're screwing people in the community.
And I'm just
gonna, give them $500,000.
I'm going to throw this chum in the water because you guys will start calling me a lib cuck.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
You're going to pay a coach $110 million.
you can forgive some student debt. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, my God. Right?
Come on.
Right?
You can forgive some student debt.
No, here's $110, $110 million guaranteed.
Let's wipe it off.
Half they're going to pay when he leaves to go to the NFL in 2 years.
Exactly. You know, I love a good cookie.
I do.
I don't know if I want this, though.
I do.
I love sugar cookies. I'm currently eating some. Thank you, Joan Rotella.
Damn right.
Did you see Pillsbury's new flavor?
What we got?
This right here. Candy cane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Naturally flavored sugar cookie dough.
Yeah, they've had this.
They have?
Yeah, yeah.
Then why is it called new?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they discontinued it for a while. No, these were big, man. These started a while back when I was still at the peach shop where they would come out with these because I've done them.
You've made these?
I've made these before.
They had something previously called peppermint sugar cookie dough. This is candy cane sugar cookie dough. Just a little rebranding, bro. It's a little rebranding.
Oh. Well,
yeah?
Then I've never had these.
Cody gonna fight somebody today.
I didn't really, like, it's, okay. I mean, all right, fine. You're right. I've never had the candy cane sugar cookie
people
dough.
People are already joking. Like, you've already did this. You just put a different name on it.
Right? Like, it's not, I don't know. But it's good, though. They're good. I love all of these. These big rolls are very popular, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge, by the way.
And the good news about that product, according to Pillsbury, is that you can eat that raw.
Oh, really?
You can just open that up and eat that candy cane cookie dough straight out that tube, man.
Eat or bake.
Eat or bake.
Interesting.
Eat or bake, bro.
No, those are good, man. I like them. They have a couple different varieties of cookies like that you can find on an end cap, if you will, for cookies. There's a lot of that stuff now. I'm trying to remember all the flavors, and I'm immediately blanking. But they have a couple different things like this.
Well, we need to really focus on what we're about to enter here in the next day or two. I mean, you could already be in it. And that's Christmas cookie season, which is just the best.
Can I tell you that I wanted to, and I was like, "That's not gonna work." I want to just put up at all the places I can, social media and everything. 235 Walton Street, Syracuse, New York. What is it? 203
What do you want?
Christmas cookies. Send.
You want them?
Boxes and boxes. I want to try all of your Christmas cookies.
Really?
All. Send them all.
Then I'm fine with this.
Send them all.
What do we call it?
I don't know.
Cody's Christmas cookie.
Cunnilingus?
I don't know what you guys.
Yeah, Cunnilingus Christmas cookies. Blah, 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 blah.
It's got to have. Yeah, send Cody your Christmas cookies.
Well, I want to share them. I want
to
share them with you.
To everybody?
Well, you. Oh, whoa.
I don't know. Y'all would be hard pressed to beat my wife's cutout cookies. No disrespect, but.
Well, then you already know the address for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right here. Bring me cookies.
Cody and I were both eating an excessive amount of cookies yesterday. Like, this conversation doesn't end when we leave here. It just goes to our texts.
Yeah.
You ate half a dozen of cookies yesterday. I got big Wegmans chocolate chip ones yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm in, man.
Yeah.
I'll gain whatever weight you need me to wait to gain over this next month.
Right. Yeah, I've been packing on some pounds. I'm going to have to do some sit-ups here or something to start taking off some of this cookie weight.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie, then?
Man, I don't know, dude. That's a loaded statement right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a loaded statement.
You like those little Italian squares, right?
With
the three colors?
I like a couple of those. I just like a lot of... I like the big platters where I can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
The ones with the chocolate cookie, and then there's a cherry, and then there's like a chocolate over it.
Yeah. Good one.
I like those.
Good one.
I mean, it's almost endless. I like a lot of them. I just like Christmas cookies.
Cutout cookies are my top.
Yeah, dude. Ugh.
But they're a lot of work. So I get that those are very special, and they got to be cooked so they're soft and not hard. I like the little softness to them.
I like both.
Yeah?
But I know you're, dude, you bite into a soft, in the shape of a stocking.
Nobody knows the names of those Italian rainbow cookies. Is that what they're called?
Oh, just the Italian paste? Almond paste cookies? That's actually what they were called. Italian almond paste.
Yeah, but
cookies.
The ones I have are like cake, aren't they?
But yeah, the stuff like that, that flavor is almond paste.
I like a rum ball around Christmas time, dude.
Oh, all right.
No nuts.
This isn't a cookie. This isn't a cookie, though. But, because for me, Buckeyes. All day.
Yeah, you always say that. I always forget what a Buckeye is.
That little peanut butter ball with the chocolate.
That's a cookie. Why wouldn't it be?
Because it's just peanut butter and chocolate. It's more like a candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, marzipan is what the almond paste is, Moneybags. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
But still, it's on the platter, dude. Mm-hmm. It's on the platter.
It's a Buckeye.
It's on the platter.
Eat it up. They're literally just called Italian rainbow cookies. All right, good.
My one of my buddies back in high school on Christmas Eve used to go around and it wasn't me. It was the
computer. All right, gotcha. Sorry, our alert plays a fart sound, and I forgot I had the audio up. What were you gonna say?
Shoot. Damn it! All right, I'm fine. Yeah. You will go.
Yeah. Back to the show.
He would go around on Christmas Eve, and his mom would make these, like, Chinese noodle cookies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they were called, but they were, like, the little, like, noodles that were, you know, they go all over in different directions. They're, like, fused together with, like, chocolate or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Those were always good.
Dude, that's awesome. I love it. I love a good platter of Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
We're entering that season.
Haystacks?
Is that what
they're called?
Google it.
Oh, there's so many.
Hello there, little Timmy. What do you got there?
I have a K5XL1000 Wi-Fi LED grow light.
Those are mighty big words, Timmy.
Yeah, my dad, he has the very best cannabis grow garden. He said, if you want the very best, you have to learn from the very best. Don't just shop with any My dad shops M&M.
M&M Hydroponics, 2222 Oriskany Street in Utica. 10 years of turning beginners into masters of hydroponic growing. Prep your cannabis garden now. Once this thing gets approved, New York, game on. M&M Hydroponics are local experts that don't sell cheap, breakable internet quality. They stock top LED grow lights, cannabis-specific nutrients, every organic option, hydro supplies, and more. Gear up, man. Freaking harvest season. Hand, bowl, and motorized trimmers, drying racks, and curing packs. And pick your very own cannabis seeds. Blueberry lemonade, Afghani 5-0, OG sherbet, sour skunk, you get it. Get them today at M&M Hydroponics or visit mmhydro.com.
Cody, please do not forget, and I cannot stress this enough, that Wegmans Lights on the Lake is tonight and every goddamn night into January. Come on now.
I know. I gotta go grab my my thing from Brittany so I can go. I was doing that yesterday forever, and I carried it over into this morning, and I was trying to stop, and now I'm going to do it again. I'm just doing that exact thing you were doing right there, but yeah. I was only saying, every word was just, it's Christmas time, Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Or just,
Christmas time is Christmas time. I make up ridiculous Christmas songs on a regular basis.
Well, put them on an album. Let's go. Let's make some money, man.
Christmas time. So let me tell you the tale of Wegmans Lights on the Lake. Of course, you know it. It's one of the biggest drive-thrus in the Northeast.
Dude. Yesterday?
What?
When I was going to Ghostbusters?
Yeah?
I was on 690.
And you saw it.
And it was starting to get a little bit dark out.
Mm-hmm.
So I peeked over to the right just a little for a quick second.
Did you, bud?
I saw a light, but then when I came in this morning, I threw $10 on Mr. Krabs' desk because
right,
I went,
good.
Sir.
Thank you.
No disrespect.
Never mind, police.
I said,
he
sir.
He paid up.
No, I did. I put a 10 right on his desk. I said, that's for the peak.
With all due respect, sir, I looked across the lake and I saw lights.
I looked at your lights, sir.
Here's $10, sir. My apologies to you.
You and your beautiful wife.
My apologies to you and your family. Maybe. I apologize for the disrespect.
I mean, no disrespect. That could be my one favor. But it was looking good.
You go to lightsonthelake.com and you get your tickets ahead of time. You can buy them on your phone. So if you make a last minute decision that you want to go, just go to our very mobile friendly lightsonthelake.com and get your tickets. Shout out to, of course, Wegmans.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with the tax line here.
What'd they say?
Floating is he's not wrong at Twitch. And I'm going to have to agree. You went by Lights on the Lake? Lights are not actually on the lake.
Let's make that happen.
It's quite BS, if you ask me.
There used to be like a light up boat parade that would come around. That would be lights on a lake, technically.
That's true. That's true.
But I don't know if they stopped doing that.
Lights adjacent to the
lake. Yeah, it's lights adjacent. Lights parallel to the lake.
I agree.
That just didn't roll off the tongue the same way, though.
There's lights on
lights
the lake.
Lights adjacent to the lake.
Lights near a lake. And then also a park. And then also this grass. And then also an apartment building. And then also another apartment building.
And then there's that house that no one ever seems to live in, but it's so big, and I don't know what's going on.
But didn't that get sold?
I think it did.
So is it going to be, has anybody gone through yet?
I think someone was living in it last year.
Well, they were actually living in it? Living in it? Oh, I was going to say, because I know they stage it, or they used to anyway.
And then there's a house that has, and yeah, I do, I look in all your windows, I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's what I do.
Dude, I 100% look in every single one of your lights on the lake window. That's on you.
You can pull your blinds. I know. I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm peeking.
But there's one house with like a neon palm tree. You know what
I'm talking about, buddy.
Now
they hide it from us.
They do?
That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, I know exactly what
you're
talking about.
The neon palm tree with like, it looks like the party room. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'd be like, I want one of those. And
yeah.
I feel like they noticed everybody looking in because they had a flamingo too. And now they put up
and I imagined it was like the
things.
Hot tub room. And
yeah.
There was probably, yeah, I'm sorry, people. We were peeping toms and you had to put up some kind
of... I knew exactly what...
It just looks so fun in that house.
It really does. And then there's that one a little further that's up that has the icicle lights that I like.
Mm-hmm.
That have those, like, sweet LED ones. Uh-oh. Is it Space Babe?
What?
They hide it now because palm tree, code for swingers.
Well, then they shouldn't let me right in.
I was going to say, so maybe you want to give a little...
Just pull my pants down a little bit and show it to them. Look at that. Look at it. I'm one of yous.
Hey.
I'm one of you. Let me in.
Huh? Little thigh?
Yeah, I'm a peeping Tom. I don't care. You probably are all looking at my house windows, too, so I get it.
I do.
You're going to see up my robe to my just under nuts.
It's you knocking on their house, and your poor wife is just sobbing in the passenger side of their car.
What do you got in there? Why do you got a neon pineapple? Let me in there real quick. A neon palm tree real quick.
Guys,
let me see that.
What are you guys doing in there? I want to see. Oh, I love it, man. Oh, I love it. They have all sorts of nice houses along that.
They really do.
I like that everyone usually tends to
play along.
To they get into the spirit. Because if you live there, man, you gotta do the things.
Do some things.
You're right there.
We're gonna be here. Do some things.
Right? You're right there. Just do it. Oh, man. Let's see. Anybody know? Nope.
So, anyways, go enjoy yourself some Wegmans lights on the lake.
For a cost. Let's relax here.
I don't know why this is even a news story, but Tiger Woods says he's done playing golf, but he's still going to play golf.
He's not going to play golf. No, he's not. And you're like, yeah, okay, so you're not going to play golf anymore? Well, I'm still going to play some golf. All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
I wish this was 20 years ago that you were stopped playing golf.
Here he is.
I can still maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe kick off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. Pick and choose, just like what Mr. Hogan did. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice around it and try to gear yourself up for that, and you play it. I think that's kind of how I'm going to have to play it from now on.
So there he is.
All right. Great.
I'm going to play, but I'm not going to play. But I'm going to play.
I don't want to, like, compete because I'm not really any good. And I haven't been good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play. I'm going to pick and choose where I play because I'm holding myself in such high regards that the PGA will let me play in any tournament I want at any point.
Hi, I'm here. Can I play now or can I get in? Or
oh, my God. Get over yourself, dude. This was part of your problem, Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was your unbelievable ego. Nobody cares. Let's more talk about the fact that you got the sweet cover-up of going 100 miles an hour and recklessly driving that ended up smashing both your legs. Why don't you want to play golf anymore, Tiger? What happened? What happened? Because that's funny that he refuses to talk about that.
Yeah, he won't.
But why don't you want to play anymore? Well, you know, Age and no.
Well, you wrecked the car.
I thought you were maybe you were going a little too fast and you're driving like an idiot, perhaps. Anything like that? No.
Driving way too fast.
Tiger Woods, get out of here, man.
So coming up, I believe we're talking to the United Way coming up next. I got Cole Swider at the bottom of the hour. I got Jake from Cornell's Greenhouse. It is a line of people waiting to spend time with us, Cody Mack.
There really is. In fact, there's someone at the door right now.
We are loved. We are loved. Cody, please. Do not forget, and I cannot stress this enough, that Wegmans Lights on the Lake is tonight and every goddamn night into January. Come on now.
I know. I got to go grab my my thing from Brittany so I can go. I was doing that yesterday forever, and I carried it over into this morning, and I was trying to stop, and now I'm going to do it again. I'm just doing that exact thing you were doing right there, but yeah. I was only saying... Every word was just, it's Christmas time, Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Or just, Christmas time is Christmas time.
I make up ridiculous Christmas songs on a regular basis.
Well, put them on an album. Let's go. Let's make some money, man.
Christmas time.
So let me tell you the tale of Wegmans Lights on the Lake. Of course, you know it. It's one of the biggest drive-thrus in the Northeast.
Dude, yesterday,
what?
When I was going to Ghostbusters,
yeah,
I went, I was on 690.
And you saw it.
And it was starting to get a little bit dark out.
Mm-hmm.
So I peeked over to the right just a little for a quick second.
Did you, bud?
I saw a light, but then when I came in this morning, I threw $10 on Mr. Krabs' desk because
right,
I went,
good.
Sir.
Thank you.
No disrespect.
Never mind, police.
I said,
he
sir.
He paid up.
No, I did. I put a 10 right on his desk. I said, that's for the peak.
With all due respect, sir. I looked across the lake and I saw lights.
I looked at your lights, sir.
Here's $10, sir. My apologies to you.
You and your beautiful wife.
My apologies to you and your family. Man. I apologize for the disrespect.
I mean no disrespect. That could be my one favor. But it was looking good.
You go to lightsonthelake.com and you get your tickets ahead of time. You can buy them on your phone. So if you make a last minute decision that you want to go. Just go to our very mobile-friendly lightsonthelake.com and get your tickets. Shout out to, of course, Wegmans.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with the tax line here.
What'd they say?
Floating is he's not wrong at Twitch, and I'm going to have to agree. You went by Lights on the Lake? Lights are not actually on the lake.
Let's make that happen.
It's quite BS, if you ask me.
There used to be like a light-up boat parade that would come around. That would be lights on a lake, technically.
That's true.
But I don't know if they stopped doing that.
Lights adjacent to the
lake. Yeah, it's lights adjacent. Lights parallel to the lake.
I agree.
Didn't roll off the tongue the same way, though.
There's lights on
lights
the lake. Yeah.
Adjacent to the lake.
Lights near a lake. And then also a park. And then also this grass. And then also an apartment building. And then also another apartment building.
And then there's that house that no one ever seems to live in, but it's so big, and I don't know what's going on.
But didn't that get sold?
I think it did.
So is anybody gone through yet?
I think someone was living in it last year.
Well, they were actually living in it? Oh, I was going to say, because I know they stage it, or they used to anyway.
And then there's a house that has, I look in all your windows. I'm sorry. That's what I do.
Dude, I 100% look in every single one of your Lights on the Lake window. That's on you.
You can pull your blinds. I know. I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm peeking.
But there's one house with like a neon palm tree. You know what
get
I'm talking about,
now
buddy.
They hide it from us.
They do?
That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, I know exactly what
the
you're talking about.
The neon palm tree with like, it looks like the party room. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'd be like, I want one of those. And
yeah.
I feel like they noticed everybody looking in because they had a flamingo too. And now they put up
and I imagined it was like the
things.
Hot tub room. And
yeah.
There was probably, yeah, I'm sorry, people. We were peeping toms and. You had to put up some kind of...
I knew exactly what...
It just looks so fun in that house.
It really does. And then there's that one a little further that's up that has the icicle lights that I like.
Mm-hmm.
That have those, like, sweet LED ones. Uh-oh. Is it Space Babe?
What?
They hide it now because palm tree, code for swingers.
Well, then they shouldn't let me right in.
I was going to say, so maybe you want to give a little...
Just pull my pants down a little bit and show it to them. Look at it. I'm one of yous.
Hey.
I'm one of you. Let me in.
Huh? Little thigh?
Yeah, I'm a peeping Tom. I don't care. You probably are all looking at my house windows, too, so I get it.
I do.
You're going to see up my robe to my just under nuts.
It's you knocking on their house and your poor wife is just sobbing in the passenger side of their car.
What do you got in there? Why do you got a neon pineapple? Let me in there real quick. A neon palm tree real quick. Let me see that.
What are you guys doing in there? I want to see. Oh, I love it, man. Oh, I love it. They have all sorts of nice houses along that.
They really do.
I like that everyone usually tends to
play along.
To they get into the spirit. Because if you live there, man, you gotta do the things.
Do some things.
You're right there.
We're gonna be here. Do some things.
Right? You're right there. Just do it. Oh man. Let's see. Anybody know? Nope.
So, anyways, go enjoy yourself some Wegmans lights on the lake.
For a cost.
Of course.
Let's relax here.
I don't know why this is even a news story, but Tiger Woods says he's done playing golf, but he's still going to play golf.
He's not going to play golf. No, he's not. And you're like, okay, so you're not going to play any golf anymore? But I'm still going to play some golf. All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
I wish this was 20 years ago that you were stopped playing golf.
Here he is.
I can still, maybe if my leg gets good enough, maybe kick off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. Pick and choose, just like what Mr. Hogan did. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice around it and try to gear yourself up for that, and you play it. I think that's kind of how I'm going to have to play it from now on.
So there he is.
All right. Great.
I'm going to play, but I'm not going to play.
I like he's like, well, I don't want to like compete because I'm not really any good. And I haven't been good for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play. I'm going to pick and choose where I play because I'm holding myself in such high regards that the PGA will let me play in
wherever
any tournament I want at any point.
I am here. Can I play now or can I get in? Or
like, oh my God, get over yourself, dude. This was part of your problem, Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was your unbelievable ego. Nobody cares. Let's more talk about the fact that you got the sweet cover-up of going 100 miles an hour and recklessly driving that ended up smashing both your legs. Why don't you want to play golf anymore, Tiger? What happened? What happened? Because that's funny that he refuses to talk about that.
Yeah, he won't.
But why don't you want to play anymore? Well, you know, age and no.
But you wrecked the car.
I thought you were maybe you were going a little too fast and you're driving like an idiot, perhaps? Anything like that? No?
Driving way too fast.
Tiger Woods, get out of here, man.
So coming up, I believe we're talking to the United Way. Coming up next, I got Cole Swider at the bottom of the hour. I got Jake from Cornell's Greenhouse. It is a line of people waiting to spend time with us, Cody Mack.
There really is. In fact, there's someone at the door right now.
We are loved. We are loved. We have a special guest in the studio. It is Ray on behalf of the United Way. Good morning, Ray. How we doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming in. A lot of people don't know this, but it is Giving Tuesday. So we had Black Friday, then we had Cyber Monday, and now stop making it about you for a minute and give something up.
Right.
So it's Giving Tuesday in the United Way. So let's start with what the United Way does here in our community, Ray, and then we'll talk about what's going on today. So go ahead. What does the United Way do for us?
All right. So let's start with United Way of Central New York. Last month, actually just celebrated its 100th anniversary in our community. Started off as the community chest 100 years ago, and its mission back then is pretty much what it is now, to serve the community and to serve human need. What we do here is we're best known for is a lot of people do workplace campaigns. They donate through their paychecks. That money all comes in together, and then United, we help to serve the rest of the nonprofits in the community. So this year, or coming into 2020, there's going to be 70 programs that are funded by United Way at 28 local nonprofit agencies.
Wow. So it's kind of like United Way is the kind of big pot that makes sure that takes care of all the smaller pots around the area, right?
That's it.
All right. So today is Giving Tuesday, and we have an opportunity to kind of double our money, right? We've partnered with some great organizations, and we're going to be matching generously today up to $5,000?
That's correct.
How do we do that?
So if you want to text, probably the easiest way is if you text GIVECNY to 85511. You're going to get a direct link right there to make a donation. You could donate as little as a dollar. Every dollar today up to $5,000 is going to be matched by J.W. Burns Investment Company.
Oh.
So we really look at it as it's an opportunity for you. If you donate $5, it's going to make it $10. Mm-hmm. We want to match that. We want to get the maximum we can. Last year, we raised almost $14,000. We'd love to see that number or a little bit more.
Wow. So even not today, so let's get through today. Let's have a great, successful day. How can we help the United Way the rest of the year?
So if you want to follow us on social media, you can always stay in touch with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of drives coming up. We have a coat drive. We have a book drive. We collect books. If you actually visited your local the Barnes & Noble in DeWitt, you can go walk right in, pick up a book for a child, drop it off at the register. Thousands of people will be coming through the Salvation Army Christmas Bureau coming up on December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
United Way is there giving a new book to every child. It's one of those things that, just like the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, is something that we help to support.
I see the coat drive is happening. The Share the Warmth coat drive is happening through January 2nd, right?
Yep, and that is at all core retail locations, participating retailers. So Fayetteville Town Center, the Clay Core Center out on 31 with the Price Chopper,
mm-hmm.
Or at the Inner Harbor, there's a number of locations. Drop off an old or gently used coat, put it right in the bin. It's going to go out to someone that needs it in the community.
And then happy 100th anniversary to our local United Way, celebrating that on Sunday, November 21st, about a little over a week ago.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right, awesome. Ray, the United Way, you're doing great stuff. We hope we can help out today. Again, give that website and the number we can text for today.
That number is 85511, and you're going to use keyword GiveCNY.
And that'll get you started right there. On the line for the first time this year, Cole Swider. Good morning, Cole. How we doing, bud?
Good morning, man. Happy to be on here, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I've been asking all the guys this question, so I'm going to ask you, what do you see as your role on the team this year? Not necessarily your position, but what role do you fill as far as the five guys out on the court right then?
Yeah, for me, I'm just trying to be a leader, obviously a scorer. Didn't get off to the hottest start in terms of shooting the basketball, but I think my natural role is going to be scoring the basketball, being a leader on the team, and ultimately just doing whatever it takes to win. Obviously, I'm playing in the down low spot in the zone, so I got to rebound the ball at a high level. I got to get all those 50-50 balls and just do all the little things for us to have a chance to win at a high level. So I think my role is going to grow throughout the year, and obviously all the guys on the team, we always have one common goal, and that's to win. And it doesn't matter who scores and who does this, but I think naturally I'm going to score the ball a lot and obviously try and make shots at a high level and be a great rebounder for this team.
So now we're a few games into the season, Battle for Atlantis. Last week we've played a few games. How are you feeling, obviously, coming from Villanova, a very storied program, to Syracuse? How are you feeling so far fitting in with the team? Are you happy that this is the decision you made and where you landed?
Oh, yeah. It's been an unbelievable experience. Obviously, being with these group of guys has been great. Everyone's real, are great guys. And then being one of the best coaches of all time and one of the best staffs in the country, in my opinion. So I've had a great experience here so far. Obviously, we would have liked to win a couple more games. Being 3-3 right now is tough, but I think we have a lot of potential on this team. I think we have a lot of growth to do. I think we're going to be a totally different team by the end of the year. So I'm excited. You know what I mean? It's been a great experience for me so far. It's been God-sent for me. So I'm excited for this group, and I think we can get a lot better throughout the season.
One thing Coach said, we had him on last hour, and he said this a couple of times, when you play that zone defense, you end up losing some rebounds. We know that Jesse's getting a lot more minutes inside there, and you had mentioned you got to get a lot more boards too. Is that something we're focusing on right now as far as staying in these games?
Yeah, I think rebounding, I think we got a lot better than Atlantis with rebounding, but I think more importantly, it's the rotations, getting out on shooters. I think we're getting up a lot of open threes that we usually don't give up because the experience in the zone, right? You may have one or two new guys in the zone, but we have three new guys in the back line, basically, with Jesse not playing that much his first 2 years, and then me and Jimmy being new. Joe and Buddy just adjusting to playing with us. So I think it's a combination of everything. Obviously, the rotations and obviously rebounding is always tough in the zone. So if you can get better in that aspect, then the more power to us.
How do you guys adjust? Because I noticed I watched some of those Atlantis games, and once they figure out we got three guys on the team who are going to shoot threes, they kind of pull their guys. They cover you out there. How do you guys adjust to either get those open looks or just score on the inside?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. You know what I mean? I think Coach Boeheim has made some adjustments with some of the plays that we can run. I think working with GMAC every single day, he's helped us a lot. Just trying to expand our games with me, Joe, and Buddy. Obviously, being shirt shoot shoot first guys, being able to get in the lane, shoot over our people with our size, be able to get in the lane, finish over taller guys. And then obviously Jesse's playing well right now, so we got to feed the ball into him, make sure he's getting his touches and he's making plays. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think everyone's doing their job. I think Coach Boeheim's done a great job of adjusting, throwing little niches into our offense and trying to get the shooters open looks. I mean, everyone in the country knows that me, Buddy, and Joe can shoot at a really high level. We got to take good ones. We got to take the right ones. And obviously our percentages will go up as time goes on. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think everyone's doing their part, and I think the results will show.
On the line, I got Cole Swider. I was going to ask you about Jerry McNamara, because what a great mentor to have. I mean, it's rare to have someone like Jerry who can talk to a player like you who is very similar. What is it like to be under him, and what kind of advice does he give you?
Yeah, he's amazing. You know what I mean? I go to him for advice all the time, because he obviously led a team to a national championship. He led a team to two other Big East tournament championships. So he knows what it takes. He's been there. He's been in situations at Syracuse where he's lost. He's been blown out before and then came back and won the next game. He's been in every single situation as a coach, as a player. So just going to him as a leader and trying to figure out how to deal with the guys and what I can do better, what especially Buddy. Buddy's always picking his brain too. So I think we have a good combination. And obviously having three former players on the staff, Demetrius Nichols as a grad assistant, we have unlimited resources to go and ask these guys what they think. Obviously they all played the 2-3 zone. Obviously, they all played for Coach Boeheim. They know how Coach Boeheim is. They've been around him for a long time. So I think just having the access to those guys, they all played at a high level, if it was overseas, if it was in the NBA after. So I think having these guys to our expense has been really helpful for us, and it will show throughout the season, just having the experience of getting used to the zone and obviously everything in between that.
Cole, it's been great to talk to you, man. Best of luck tonight against Indiana at the Dome, and we'll talk again next week, bud, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Cole Swider joining us, talking men's hoops tonight. Indiana comes to the Dome. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
That should be a cool game. There should be, yeah. I'd imagine, a good amount of people up there. That's a decent game, a decent name. If anything, it's a team Syracuse, the old curmudgeons of Syracuse fans past can go up and boo Indiana for that time. Keith Smart did a thing back in 88.
Just do it while seated, please. Do not stand up. And
Easy.
Usher?
Hey, excuse me.
This gentleman is standing, please.
You know what's funny is that for me at the football games, it's the absolute reverse. I don't stand up until an old man tells me so.
Really?
There's two rows in front. There's he's one of the only regulars in my little area. A season ticket holder, he's a veteran, but he's, I don't know, he's got to be 80.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little old guy, but he's there every game, the whole game, all riled up.
Love it.
And he'll, you know, he, when it's third down and we all got to stand up, if it's not a huge third down, I don't stand up. But if he stands up,
that's your guy.
I'll look at him. And if he just stands up, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have to stand up. But if he stands up and turns around and looks, and does the old man arm raise to everyone? I'm
gestures,
like,
like, all right, buddy.
All right.
You got to stand up with him.
No matter what. If he tells me to stand, then I will stand up.
I mean, it's great that Cole has Jerry McNamara to talk to, but if he ever wants to call Daddy Downtown about how he put those threes in.
I've seen you shoot the J.
I mean, Daddy Downtown right here. I'm right here.
I'm telling you.
He's got my number now. So
this is going to end with us doing something silly. We're going to be on that court for something.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
It doesn't have to be for a game, but somehow they're going to be like, you guys got to come up so we can do a thing where, I don't know, something funny. Something funny.
Can there be a Charlotte Hornet-style trampoline flip dunk in there?
Dude, that'd be the best thing ever.
Where one of us definitely gets paralyzed because that doesn't
right? Well, I assume just a little behind the scenes thinking, I was thinking it'd be funny if we got any of these guys, a couple of them, and we have them in here. And it's a funny video of us whooping them on NBA Jam, and it's silly. We whoop them on Papa Shot, and it's silly. We beat them in Gang Beasts, and it's silly.
Yeah.
Then you do a flip screen, and it's us two, and you pan out, and we're standing in front of all of them in their jerseys on the court, and then we have to play a funny...
Try to guard them at all.
You know what I mean? It's like an actual
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a funny...
That'd be kind of awesome.
You know, couple-minute video. That'd be hilarious.
We did basketball. Were you at the Mellow Center when we did the basketball, right? You played the game.
I played that game with me, Baldwin, Gomez.
Yeah. I just practiced at the Mellow Center, and I was winded within 10 seconds.
Yeah, no, that I didn't do where they were supposed to. They wanted you to, like, try out or whatever they're supposed to do for that thing. Isn't that why you guys went over there?
For the Baldwin game, yeah. But you're also playing against, like, who? I mean, Dolaget was on the team at that point. Who else was on the team?
Oh, I remember it.
Big guys that were, like, playing against me, and I'm like, I'm fat and old. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, no, I was winded. Oof. That was rough.
And that was the funniest moment because, for those of you guys that don't know, in the Mellow Center, Boeheim's office is a big glass window.
I do remember hearing about this.
That overlooks the court. His coaches are up there.
Yeah.
So when you walk into the Mellow Center, it's a whole big, you know, rigmarole showing off all, like, the trophies and the jerseys and all that.
Yeah.
So we go back to the court. Mr. Krabs had no idea that we were there.
Yeah.
He happened to go and meet with Jim Boeheim on a separate thing. And he goes into Jim Boeheim's office and glances through that window and sees my fat ass on the court.
Yeah, playing.
Playing basketball.
You're a baller.
And he goes, imagine my surprise when Jim Boeheim goes, you see who's down there right now? And I look out the window. And it's me, Sweat. Shoot the J.
Shoot it.
Yeah. My morning dum-dum is down there.
Well, apparently, he just hired you based off of your morning show credentials and he never read your resume, or else he would have noticed that where it says residence, it says above the rim. That's where you live.
I filled out where to send my paychecks and they can all go directly above the rim.
Yeah.
Because that's where I live.
That's where he lives.
Jake is here.
Hey.
420cny.com. We are, of course, talking to Jake from Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. New location right there near the McDonald's.
Right next to it.
Right next to the Mickey D's.
Right next to it.
1-2 punch right there.
Uh-huh.
But we want people to come out to the location because we need a petition signed, right? Tell me about this.
You guys need to go to our store in Oneida right next to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And if you want marijuana to be sold in our store, sign the petition.
Okay, that's so simple. What's the city of Oneida doing right now? They've opted out?
They opted out of marijuana sales. They opted out of on-site consumption lounges. And I want to be very clear when I'm saying that what they did in no way, shape, or form impacts what we're doing right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of customers who are like, oh, no, they just kicked you out. No, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. We're still considered a cannabinoid hemp store by law. And everything that we're doing is in the cannabinoid hemp program.
Okay.
So they opted out of legal marijuana sales. They did not opt out of cannabinoid hemp. But if we get enough signatures on that petition, it'll essentially go onto the ballot. And instead of seven people voting on this because of political reasons, the people of the city can decide for themselves whether or not they want marijuana sales and on-site consumption.
Do I need to be a resident of the city of Oneida?
You do not. You just need to be a registered voter in the state of New York. Long Island could sign. Yeah. But it has to be a physical signature.
Okay. So we got to come into the shop. When do we need these signatures by?
I need them by December 31st at the very latest. Okay. I'm hoping to submit those petitions a little bit beforehand.
Yeah.
But that's the deadline, really. And there's no time to waste, guys. Like, come on into the store. You don't need to buy anything. If you're a registered voter in the state of New York and you want marijuana to be sold in our store in Oneida or at any store in Oneida, it doesn't need to be ours.
I wanted to say, Jake is right. He's doing this for you, Oneida. Yeah. He recognizes that other businesses may open in Oneida that do the same thing as he does.
Absolutely do. Every Sunday we have meetings at the store at noon. I talk to local stoners who are just activists who want this to be legal. I'm talking to people who want to grow legally and sell their product in my store.
Okay.
I'm talking to people who want to open up an on-site consumption lounge, like a cafe or a bar type scenario where you can go in and use cannabis on site, just like you would, go to a bar and drink some whiskey or something.
So you're
like
signing
that.
This petition for future businesses and the whole city of Oneida.
If my business closes, I want to be able to buy pot in my city.
Right.
So that's really why we're doing this.
But in the meantime, we can still buy amazing products over at Cornell's Greenhouse, including this. What is this Head and Heal? What is this about?
That's Head and Heal. Head and Heal is a company out of Cortland. They're one of the oldest CBD manufacturers in New York State. And just recently, they started making their
flower available. And for those people that don't know what flower is, it's the buds. It's the plant itself.
Now, if you're in Twitch, I'm showing the photo of this. It's the real stuff, right?
It's the real stuff. So it's 20-1 CBD to THC flower. Uh-huh. And now when you're looking at flower, you're going to be looking at THCA levels in particular. Delta-9 THC does matter if you mm-hmm. want to get stoned. But the THCA is the when you light that on fire, the drop the A, and that's the THC that... Like you get
so you're
nice
still
going to
catch
it.
A buzz off
yeah,
of this
you're
going
to get
yeah.
a little bit of buzz. It's not going to be as strong as marijuana. I want to yeah. make that clear. This is a cannabinoid hemp product. It's mm-hmm. not a marijuana product. But it's something that I use all the time. We sell so many of these. Even hardcore stoners like, dude, this is just relaxing. It's mm-hmm. calming. And people who have never smoked pot before, they're always coming in like, woo, that yeah. was great.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe it's just been a long time. You yeah. know? I'd compare this to pot in the 70s.
Yeah,
you know?
See, Aunt JoJo says, Head and Heel is awesome. My dad uses their drops.
Hell
Do you
yeah.
have other stuff from them besides
Absolutely.
The
yeah. I would. I'm actually right now using their lotion. Their bomb, which is a $35 bomb. It's 500 milligrams. It's like a chapstick looking container,
yeah,
but it's
it
just
there.
Full of the cream, and you just rub it on. It's a big fat container. And you just rub it on.
Speaking of
hurts.
Full of cream, nah. I'll tell you what. No,
who told you to put the bomb on?
I thought you put a bomb on.
I told you to put a bomb on.
So right now we have all these great CBD products and everything, and then also different accessories like what you brought in today. What,
yes.
People who missed it. Was it last week? Just last week?
So we
people
doing
who
it.
Missed it, what are these?
So right now I brought in another mystery pipe, and I'm not going to open it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, whoever, by the way, wins Gang Beast today.
Thank you.
We'll this guy. And we also like sell, you know, yeah. things like water pipes, grinders, trays. You guys, if you break a pipe, just go online, 420cny.com, order it. We'll ship it to you. You know, yeah. silicone glass. We like to sell name brands. We don't like to sell things that are, yeah. you know, from some Chinese distributor. We like to go through American distributors.
Right.
Only,
so before know. We get into like our gaming in 90s and 9, can you just quickly touch on something you posted yesterday
sure.
about CBD you're buying just on Amazon?
Oh, like, yeah. Was that was the most ridiculous thing I saw.
It was a jar of like 35 million
yeah.
milligrams.
Yeah, it was like yeah. 15 million milligrams.
So
yeah.
what?
So I see this all the time, and it's so fake. If you're online and you see a product that's over 3,000 milligrams, right off the bat, don't buy it.
Okay.
Not real.
Why?
Not legal for sale in New York.
It's not possible?
That one in particular was 15 million
yeah.
milligrams.
Yeah.
That's 33 pounds. Each milligram is a thousandth of a gram. So if you take 15 milligrams equals, what is it, like 1,500 kilograms or something mm-hmm. like that, was like 30, I don't know. I
yeah.
can't do the math in my head because... You know, I'd smoke
yeah.
too much pot, but
yeah, you never know. You never know what they.
But I did the math, and it's 33 pounds that they're claiming is in that hemp jar. 15 million milligrams is a lot of weight.
So what is this world of like puzzling CBD that you advise against? It's just on Amazon or whatever site you find.
Firstly, if I would like to encourage people to A, do your homework. B, if the product is over 3,000 milligrams, don't buy it. Make sure it has a CGMP or GMP certification, which is good manufacturing practice. And also make sure that who you're buying it from knows their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I like to encourage people to shop at local businesses. It doesn't need to be my own. Just keep the money local, guys.
Yeah.
You know, if
people
you're going
to use the products and know what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And funny enough, I actually think that some of the best CBD in the world is made right here in Central New York by Beacon Skiff and Head and Heel out of Cortland.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be working with Ananda Farms out of Fulton soon.
Yeah.
They do the pick your own hemp farm.
That's up by me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to bring Sarah on here sometimes.
Please do.
Yeah,
I'd like to know about that.
Yeah. I'll bring her on. Yeah. Once we get our products in.
If you're in Twitch yeah. right now, you can see what Jake yeah. shared. It's hemp gummies. By gum-a-me-me-me-me.
Yeah. Man,
15 million milligrams.
Yeah. With those, that's 15,000 grams.
With those websites, man, you got to be very careful because you don't know what they're using
yeah.
to make these products.
Oh, yeah. You
that,
can.
Whatever. It doesn't have to be. They could just make it so they found a chemical that makes you
sure.
feel exactly like when you're
yesterday?
High as
mm-hmm.
hell, and then you're nuts after smoking
yeah,
or
man.
Chewing it or what, you know, whatever.
Yesterday, I had a company call me. They wanted to sell me some gummies that were legal THC gummies, and I'm looking into it, and he explains to me, well, it's legal because we made the THC out of yeast, And I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. Uh-huh. And we get that all the time. We even go as far to call the lab report company, whoever did the lab testing, and verify that the lab report is legitimate. That's a big thing that we do. You know, you want to make sure that what you're buying is clean. And that's why I encourage people to go to local stores that know what they're talking about. You know, make sure that the product that you're buying is legitimate.
420cny.com. Of course, you can go there, get over to the site, got to sign this petition in person. So head over to Oneida, right next to McDonald's, Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. Sign that petition as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're over there, do a little shopping.
Get yourself one of those.
If you want to collect signatures for us, bowls. You know, just let us know.
Yeah, and get one of those glycol bowls that everybody's talking about.
That's cool as hell, man.
What is it? Because I have another show, bro.
We have a bong version. We have a bong version, believe it or not.
So explain what that is. We had it last week. It's like it's got like a liquid in it that chills the smoke.
It's a glycerin, like a vegetable glycerin, and you put it in the freezer, and it chills the entire glass. And then that one in particular has like a corkscrew inside of the bowl, so when you're pulling the smoke through it.
Unbelievable.
The smoking medicinal herbs, by the way, that are legal in the state of New York.
Yeah.
You'd be pulling the smoke through that corkscrew tube, and it chills the smoke as it travels through, and it's really nice.
Yeah, it's way different than, like, I've put ice cubes in a bong and all that crap, and it's like, oh, that's cold.
And you can buy them.
This is different.
You can buy them at 420cny.com.
Right there, buddy. All right, we are competing for a limited edition mystery pipe right now.
Oh, I got to get another one.
If you don't care about video games, you'll want to watch Gang Beasts. It's ridiculous and it's funny. And if you're a little buzzed right now, you're going to laugh your ass off. So.
Hey, how did you do it?
And any other questions you have for Jake, you're going to hang for a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jake will hang. If you've got other questions about, you know, cannabis or whatever in the state of New York, he'll happily answer those in our Twitch channel. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. I got to get better at this job.
You said a swear. I heard it.
All right, guys.
Woo! What?
I don't have any leftovers. I was just going to...
Leftover Thanksgiving foods?
You want to eat something?
I wouldn't mind some turkey sandwich.
I have two ladies that are doing reverse porch pirates, where they're just leaving random packages on people's porches.
Oh.
Huh.
Like poop and then lighting it on fire?
No. Oh. No. Well, if you want a surprise package, I'll tell you what, this next guy, he's going to stuff your stocking. Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.